listeners. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that, living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Standing as one, standing as we are, ourselves as we are. and happy Wednesday.
You've got and to choose.
There we go. It is awesome to be here today. And that was Faith Rivera, Standing as One, reminding us that we are all filled with divine light, and that when we love and accept ourselves as we are, we can accomplish anything. And it is all about feeling good in your skin, and it's all about feeling that energy. So as we get a little bit into this program today, we're going to be talking about the chakras, and today we'll be talking about the solar plexus, and really taking an opportunity to dig deep into that and to feel that energy. So if you are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and live streaming at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, sharing with you all of the countless ways to live a happier and healthier life. And my name is Sage Woman, and we will be definitely stepping into that energy here in a few moments. I'd like to also remind everybody that we are a listener-supported radio and station. And if you have a business that you would like to underwrite on WAIF, we offer very cost-friendly rates. We can target your underwriting to any show that you choose. Call one of our underwriting experts today at 513-749-1444 or 513-961-8900 and find out how you can get your business information to our listeners. The cost of underwriting is very affordable. You can underwrite and still stay within your budget. WAIF will help you reach our community with your message. You will be helping your business as well as this great radio station, WAIF 88.3, what radio is meant to be. And as we talk a little further, I want to go over the solar plexus chakra, and it is the center of personal strength and comprehension. It guides you through life by creating a strong sense of self, setting personal boundaries, and building self-esteem and willpower. The ability to bring change into your life, into the world, is born into this chakra. So, that being said, the reason that I have been doing the show on the energy vortexes is because when the seven chakras, they are energy vortexes, and they're points that are aligned with the center of your physical body, and they act as an energy and a communicator bridge between your physical body, your mental state, and your energetic self. So why is it important to have those things aligned? It's because it's all about having that ability to feel good, and illnesses and ailments can really come to a place of almost disappearing when your energies are aligned. And definitely emotional issues can have that ability to get resolved, which is great. And it's really about gaining greater focus and greater awareness. And the negativity that we can feel can also be diminished. And then you can manifest more. And that's really a big part of life, being able to create what it is you desire and bring it from the place of in your mind and bringing it out into the physical. So I guess those would be some really good reasons to want to be aligned and feel that essence correct and feel in complete control of that. So yeah, so that's really what we're talking about a little bit today. And I am going to go ahead and play a little bit of music. And so if you want to sit back and relax, and we'll come back and get into this a little bit more.
it's going out of style. I can be the moodiest baby, and you've never met anyone who's as negative as I am sometimes. I am the wisest woman you've ever met. I am the kindest soul with whom you've connected. I have the bravest heart that you've ever seen.
It's good to have you here, and if you just tuned in, you are listening to WAIF 88.3, and this is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and today we are talking about the solar plexus. That is the third chakra that is on the list of seven. So we are really talking about the importance of a balanced solar plexus chakra. It boosts self-esteem. When it's balanced, a balanced chakra will help you live a deeply, fully emotional life, and also having respect for others and have initiative and feel calm. And it can help you feel daring and confident and able to take some risks. So that solar chakra is really about your gut instinct. And it's what we have to look at when we're feeling like maybe we're not in our place of power. So it's really important to feel that energy and to know that when we are doubting our abilities, that maybe we are just a little bit on the place of being where we should be. And so taking a deeper look into that, what can make that chakra out of balance? When it's because if you have been through trauma or you have been through anything that has shaken your core or given you an inability to feel strong about what you're doing. And I think that for me, the solar plexus has always been my place of questioning. You know, do I have the power, the personal power? Do I know how to use it? Am I comfortable using it? Am I using it from the space of no ego? And I'm coming from a place of love. And so that really being able to balance that solar plexus is what it's all about. And when you are in that place of being balanced, then you make choices from empowerment. And with that empowerment comes the ability to really step into making choices that come from love and not from fear. So that really is what I want to talk about today, is making those choices that give us the opportunity to be a leader, to have that core strength within us to be able to make those choices that lead us in a way that we are doing what we love and we are coming from our truth and being authentic. So that's really important to me, because what we stand for and how we think and how we speak and what we do is a direct reflection on everything. And that's the whole value system. You know, it's what do we stand for? Why am I here? What did I come to planet Earth to do? And am I doing it? And am I doing it with everything that I have from within? And so when we live life, we can live it where we can be from a place of just not really feeling that we're making a difference. So it's important to stay true to yourself. And I think that it's really interesting, because some of the things that I associate with keeping that solar plexus in check is that gut instincts. It's the ability to, you know, to trust what you feel in your body. And that is something that we get instinctually. You know, what you feel in that space of truth, in that solar plexus, is normally really what you should be true to, because it will tell you if you're feeling that you need to go for it or step back. And that's huge. That's really a big part of, you know, making those choices that can set apart you from everybody else and making a difference and being able to show up and have that leadership quality and have that ability to feel that you can lead by example. And doing that comes from that place of personal power. And when we talk about the essence of personal power, it's also about being able to be okay with those doubts and fears that have crept in before, that shadow side, the side that is the dark of the light, that is the, if we want to term it, the negative of the positive. And we're human, so that human experience is what it's really about. It's about having that knowledge that, yes, we are a spiritual being in a human body, so we came to experience the human condition. And in working with our body and our mind and our spirit to really be able to work from all three, using that spiritual intelligence, using that spiritual maturity, being able to feel that
everything is aligned, and that choices are being made with that sense of knowing that you are your own security. And we talked about that when we covered the root chakra, which is the base chakra, that is that whole place of personal security, knowing that nothing outside of you is your security. You are your own security. And when you step into that, then you take that responsibility of your thoughts and words and actions. And as we talk about the sacral chakra, which is about our creativity and abundance, we talked about that space of energy where we are birthing our ideas, and we're able to trust the abundance of the universe, the abundance of nature, and to flow and to release and to be creative, and know that that flow is where that creativity is. So that's what brings us to where we are today, the solar plexus. And the solar plexus, its color is yellow, and personal power. And when I say personal power, meaning it's not being powerful over somebody. That's the wrong use of power. It's about having that personal power of being able to know that what you stand for and what you're here on this planet to do. You stay in that place of power, and you trust yourself that you're making choices that are for the higher good for yourself and for others. And when that's happening, then we know that we're in alignment and that things are as they should be, which means they're flowing and there's not a lot of resistance. And you can move with the flow, the ebb and the flow, the in and the out, the yin and the yang. And that's the solar plexus is so important, because it's that place where you have to come to terms with the things about yourself that maybe have held you back, that have not been your strongest suit that you would want everyone to see. And I think that that's huge. When you come into that place of being able to stand in your power, and meaning you use it for the betterment of all of those on the planet, and you're also able to, you know, be comfortable in your own skin. And that's a big deal. And being able to balance and know that you are comfortable and you don't second guess what you stand for. And you know that with that comes the responsibility of moving forward and taking those ideas out into fruition and making them a big piece of what is your legacy. So we are, if you've just joined us, we are talking about the solar plexus chakra. And I'm so glad that you're here today. We are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself and the host of the show, Louisa Dyer. And we are here sharing our stories. And Inner Divinity is where we focus on spirituality and personal growth, practical ways, happier, more peaceful lives. And we learn how to discover and honor and then live from our deepest truth. And so that's what we're here doing. And I want to also remind everybody that we are a listener-supported radio station. So we thank all of you who have supported us in that spring member-thon, and we appreciate everyone that has sent their love in the form of a donation. Yeah, so let's talk about some of the things that the solar plexus, it's really a one-way ticket to discovering your own personal power and will. And it's located around your navel, between your navel and the base of your sternum. And it is really, when it's fully activated and our whole body is activated, we become energized, and it turns fire up in our power and our drive and our sense of purpose. So of course, fire is the element that's associated with the solar plexus. And just as fire burns and generates energy, so does the solar plexus fuel our metabolism. So, yeah. And when we're able to bring balance to this chakra, we can begin to experience true inner strength, more authentic power, while we move away from the unhealthy desire to gain power over others. So it creates more of a relaxed, spontaneous life, powerful but free. So that's really vital. And when we balance our solar plexus, we accept who we truly are and accept others for their true selves as well, which is very cool. Yeah. And sometimes you can tell if someone is in a place where their solar plexus is a little off because they give away their power and control and they can become submissive to others. And that's, you know, just as bad as being over-controlling, you know. So it's a balance. It's a balance. And when you balance, then you're able to seriously make a difference. And that's the biggest part. And when you get in touch with your solar plexus, it's one of the most empowering things you can do to activate your self-definition and your self-worth. And when it's a balanced solar plexus, you're vibrant and you're healthy, and you can fearlessly walk away from disrespect and set boundaries and negotiate from a place of self-worth and truly feel and express your power safely. So I think that's really cool. Expressing power is not an act of overpowering, right? So it's an act of being in touch with who you truly are and having your actions follow that belief. It's being able to commit and have integrity to keep your word and deal honorably, which is the way we need to work through life, right? So, yeah, I love that. in the perfect world, right? But that kind of brings us to that time when we are feeling out of balance and we can feel that we are feeling that, you know, we have that ability to step into our space and so we gotta love that. We are going to see about playing another song here. So just hold tight and we will do that in a minute. Okay, so we are Inner Divinity, knowing the source within. We are here every single Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. And I am looking forward to playing a song here in a moment. And I am trying to find it. It's been one of those days. I am so glad that it's spring today. And it feels delicious outside, for sure. And so that's that. Talking about working with the energy of the solar plexus. And we are in the midst of talking about the importance of that. And okay, so hold tight and we will listen to another song.
Alanis Morissette, so I'm glad to hear that someone called and enjoyed that song, and I appreciate speaking to you as well. And you are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I am Sage Woman. I am here today talking to you about the chakra system, and specifically about the solar plexus chakra, which is the third chakra. And we were talking about the importance of where that chakra is, because it's right after that is the heart chakra, and that is where we really have to open our hearts to being open to our sense of self-love, of unconditional love for self and others, forgiveness, compassion. So I was thinking that many times in balancing the solar plexus, it's also about being able to step into that place where we have, hidden those sides of us that we don't always want everyone to see, the shadow side, the dark side, maybe the times that we've been in the dark night of the soul, or the suffering, or the addiction, or the abusive relationships. And we have to at some point come to terms with that. And many times when we are still in denial, or we are still not coming from the place of love and operating more from fear, the solar plexus can definitely be affected. So if we want to be in harmony and choose that life where we are living from love, that state of higher vibration, where we are conscious and we are awake and we are being responsible, we have to spend time in that place of the shadow. And we have to not push it down, not act out on it, but again, bring it to the light, bring it to the place where we can honor it for all that it has brought us, those silver linings. To me, it's really about that place being where I have gained my character, my medicine, my gifts, my tools that I use in my life. Now, I wouldn't be the same if I didn't have that shadow side. The difference is, I was talking with friends at lunch today, is that, yes, the shadow side is still there, and perhaps some of the emotions and the thoughts that can make you feel unbalanced are still there, but it's choosing to have a place of spiritual maturity and spiritual intelligence to choose to not push down or act out on those places, in those places that represent those feelings that can be equated to fear. So it's about being comfortable with honoring where you've been, but not living from that place in the past. So when I think of the solar plexus, it reminds me of the place of going deep and really working out and working through those energies that can be painful. But being able to learn from that and bring it to the light and bring it to the place of being able to work from that space of empowerment and love, and not be in a place where you feel that you're powerless. So it's so important to really get those lower chakras grounded, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, because once those are in balance, it becomes more effortless to be in that heart space, more effortless to forgive self and others, and more effortless to be compassionate and come from a place of detachment, but a place of passion, if that makes sense. Because, you know, we have to stand in our truth, and we have to know that when we are coming from that authentic place of power, then we aren't trying to live for someone else or have someone live for us. And that is such a freeing place when we let go of that, because we are now able to really be in a place of being in a place of observing, being the observer, but also giving everything you got in that moment of life. So if you're feeling like maybe you're out of whack with that solar plexus, some of the things that you can do is things that I do for my solar plexus range from, you know, I'm a big one on the wearing the color or carrying the stone. The topaz or amber are great stones to carry that represent the solar plexus. The color yellow, of course, the sun, solar, yellow flowers. Is it bright? You know, when you see yellow, you just kind of brighten up. It's got that energy to it. And also, some of the things that I do is I let go of expectations from anyone or anything, because when I'm detached from the expectation, I can really live in that moment of the journey and experience that life and that essence of flow. And I think that's really probably one of the things that I remind myself is always let go, let God, let go, let Goddess, and let go of the expectations. And that doesn't mean that you're not being and doing. Of course you are, but the journey is what it's all about. And because what will be, and when you co-create from a place of detachment and a passion, then you can keep moving and co-creating without even having to think about what it was you desired to manifest, because you know how it shows up is going to be the way it's supposed to, because you are in complete trust and faith that the path that you are on is your path that you're awake on, and you're consciously making choices because you know the choices you make right now with the way that you think, the way that you speak, the actions you take is what determines your future. You know, it's funny because I live my life. I'm a intuitive, I'm a psychic reader, and a spiritual life coach. But I spend a lot of my time doing spiritual counseling and coaching, but also readings. But I'm so not a fortune teller. I have no clue what the future is going to bring, because the future is created in the moment. You know, it's like what you what you put out comes back. You plant seeds of joy and bliss, well, you're going to experience that. If you plant seeds of lack and dis-ease, you're going to experience that too. So once you remember that you have that ability to co-create your future while you're living in the present, I think you become a little bit more aware of choices that you're making. I know I do. I really do. And so it's kind of cool. People ask me, how can you do that? How can you not expect something? Well, it's not really simple. I mean, sure, you cook dinner and you expect your husband or wife to come home and eat it. And if they call you and something's changed and, you know, you're not real happy about that change and it ruins your night and you throw dinner away, that's a problem. So I'm not saying that you might not have a feeling, but the goal is to get to a place that you can, you know, you can survive through that without the expectation. Now, there's a fine line if there's disrespect in a relationship and the respect that you've created keeps getting overturned, then you renegotiate and retalk those boundaries you have in those relationships. But it's such a beautiful life when you release the expectations. And I love my son, I love my husband, I love my friends, I love this radio show, but I don't have any expectations. That way I don't get disappointed. And I have to learn that all the time because I'm human. So I have expectations, and then I get disappointed. And then my solar plexus is out of whack because I feel like I have no personal power. And, you know, when you get that feeling, you get it. And it's a reminder for me when that happens to go, Sage, you're living in the past or you're living in the future. You're worried about this instead of staying in the present and really owning the moment for the beautiful gift that it is. I can't say that enough. So, you know, that's just kind of my thing that I look at. You know, there's great affirmations that you can say to yourself, say out loud, about that solar plexus. Some of them I use, one I love is, I take full responsibility for my life. That's a big one. I didn't for 48 years. I'm telling my secrets now, but I didn't, you know. It took me a long time to believe that I was responsible. Not everybody out there is responsible for my sadness, my happiness, my joy, my well-being. And when I lived like that, that's why I had the destructive years and the self-loathing and all the crap that comes with not truly trusting your own self. And so for me, I'm always reminding myself with affirmations, and I'm in check when I feel myself go to that place of expectation and giving my power away, either way. Another is I love is I release my fears and struggles concerning power. That's a beautiful one. Just allow the truth of that personal power to come through, knowing that it's not about overpowering or underpowering. It's just standing in your authentic sense of who you are and what your core values are and what you're here to do and be in this lifetime. And one more I'll give you is my insights are powerful and true. Love that. My insights are powerful and true. So we are winding down, and if you want to find out more about the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, go on our Facebook page by the same name, and you can send us your comments. We really, Luisa, the host of the show, and I really love for you to tell us, what do you want us to talk about? Or do you have a personal story, transformation, inspiration that you want to share with us that you think that our listeners would grow from and learn from? And, you know, my story is your story. Every time someone tells their truth and where they've come from, I always am moved because I can feel a piece of it. Because underneath it all, we're all human, and we do experience those essences of emotions, and we all understand when we say what grief is or what happiness is or what joy is or despair. We just may experience it differently. Also, if you would like to listen to any of our archive shows, go on the host of this show's website, luisadyer.com. LuisaDyer.com. You can also download a free meditation that is simply fabulous and will really help you if you've never meditated before. And meditation is also a great way to center and quiet and gain communication, reconnect with spirit, with your higher self, bringing peace and inner peace into the body, into the soul, into the mind. And Sage Woman, that would be me. You can find me on the Facebook page by the same name, Sage Woman. And I also have a new website that you can visit me at, and that is www.connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com. So feel free to find me there. And so we'll recap a minute here. We are talking about the solar plexus, and that is that middle solar gut chakra that is in between the sacral and the heart, and it's about our personal power. It's about our ability to be centered and to really trust our gut instincts, trust that body that tells us what we're feeling, and another form of communicating with spirit and making good choices that are empowering, that give you the opportunity to have that sense of confidence and being able to be comfortable in speaking your truth and being able to really be fearless in that energy, which is awesome. So, leaving you with a couple affirmations. I am worthy of the best in life. I am capable. I am powerful. I stand up for myself and for what I believe in. I know who I am and where I am going. I set and reach my goals. Yeah, so just a few quick top tips for balancing your solar plexus is to take responsibility for your life and not blame others. Don't blame circumstances, and surely don't blame the universe.
And you can develop a strong sense of self and keep sight of your own unique direction and ambitions and goals and take the right action to achieve those goals.
And find self-discipline. Take a yoga class. Go yoga. Or do some dancing, right?
Anything that you can find some, or work out, walk in nature.
And learn to create good boundaries.
That's really important.
And celebrate your achievements and your successes. Be in gratitude for all that you are and all that you have in this moment. So I am Sage Woman, and I am here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m., along with my host, Louisa Dyer. And I thank you for joining us today. Look forward to being back here next week, same time. And we will leave you today with Madonna and with Ray of Light. So go out there and shine bright today, tonight, tomorrow. Take it into the week and be that light. All right, ciao.